You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
He's a cousin on my dad's side. His ambition is to play wing three-quarter for England.
And how old is Giles?
Ten.
Oh, right.
He's keen, I'll give him that. Who knows, with some decent training.
Which you've been giving him.
Well, I had some time to kill, you know. We chucked the ball around a bit.
Oh, right, so that kind of a family party.
It wasn't so bad, really.
All the family there?
Most of them.
Well, I hope your mum enjoyed it.
Yes, I think so. Duty done, anyway.
Good. So, where are you now?
Well, I...
okay.
Just a few things to check off on.
All right.
But I'm hoping to get away for an hour or two later.
Really?
Well, if you're free.
Yes. Well, yes, I can be.
Great. No promises, but...
No, all right.
I'll give you a call, okay?
The bar's through there to your left. Anything at all you need, just call reception.
Ah, Ray.
Or have a word with Linda here, our guardian angel. She'll be glad to help you out.
Thanks!
That's the way. Make yourself at home. Now, Linda.
Sorry to interrupt. Have you got a moment?
You know I've always got time for you, Linda.
Yes, well... I've been putting my mind to this Mexican theme night, and I've come up with one or two interesting thoughts.
Good, excellent. Far away.
I wondered if we shouldn't try and make it, well, more original, perhaps?
Huh?
You see, these days you've only got to say the word Mexican, and people come up with all these knee-jerk national stereotypes, and Mexican culture isn't all about chili peppers and sombreros.
No?
Oh, no. What about all those centuries of fascinating pre-Columbian history? The Mayan people and the Aztecs?
Aztecs?
Yes. Aztec society was extraordinarily complex and sophisticated.
Yes.
So I've looked up some delicious, genuine Aztec recipes that I'm sure will go down well with some of our more discerning clientele. I'm more than happy to run them by Ian and see what he thinks.
Well,
my other thought was, and I think you'll like this... Ray, I could have a word with Jim Lloyd, a former university professor. I'm sure he could give us a fascinating after-dinner talk on the subject.
Oh, after-dinner talk?
Oh, yes, yes, he's a very good speaker. I think I could persuade him to come and give us a lecture on, say, Mayan temple architecture. And yes, I do know there was an element of human sacrifice involved, but I'm sure he could work his
Linda,
way
around. Linda... This is all intriguing stuff, of course, and I am delighted to see you getting behind this whole occasion.
Well, I do want it to live up to our usual high standards.
Thing is, if you advertise a Mexican night, people will expect a Mexican night. And that means tortillas and men with moustaches in funny hats.
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to.
It's what people want, Linda. Take it from one who knows. So, let's give it to them, eh? No after-dinner speeches, less trouble for us, more satisfaction for the punters. If that's not a win-win, I don't know what is.
Lots of dragonflies. Oh, and a kestrel made a grand entrance.
Mm.
Right on cue, and then posed for photos.
Aww.
Well, hovered, you know.
So, one group of satisfied customers.
Well, so far... And now Tom's done his stuff.
Yeah, his little speech. Our wonderful wetland.
He's good. He really gets into it.
Yeah, when he's in the mood.
Oh, and hey, Helen, those earrings we made at our last session, I had a thought.
Oh?
Well, they're a big improvement on our first efforts.
Well, not quite as wonky, maybe.
Well, maybe we should enter them for the flower and produce show. Well, come on, why not? There's still time to put in a late entry. I checked. I've got the forms and everything.
Okay, then, let's do it.
Great. So are you staying around, or...?
Mum's taking Henry so I can nip up to the health club for half an hour.
OK. And after that?
Well...
Is he back?
Hmm?
From his family party. Wasn't that this weekend? Have you talked to him?
Briefly.
Did he say how it went?
Fine. Yeah, OK, I think. He seems to have spent a lot of the time at the bottom of the garden chucking a rugby ball about with his little cousin.
Right.
And now it's back to Cow City. Though he's hoping we'll be able to meet up later.
Okay.
Which would be nice, but...
Did he mention Jess at all? His wife, you know?
No, as a matter of fact, he didn't.
Ah.
Ah, what?
Oh, nothing, I just...
Kirsty, he didn't mention her, and I didn't ask.
Okay.
I'm sure if there's anything I need to know...
Yeah, okay.
Well, that went well, didn't it?
Hey, you all done?
Yes, so, over to you. Though they don't seem to be in a big hurry to move on.
Quick, Tom, get out your van and sell them some burgers. A joke? Oh, I'm off to the gym. Bye.
Bye.
See you.
So, happy customers once again. It's been a good visit. Thanks.
I enjoyed it. We're getting good at this double act thing, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll go and get them out of here. Oh.
Do you need to get that? I can look after them.
No, it's Damien.
Oh.
He can wait. Actually, to tell you the truth, we're kind of broken up.
Oh, really?
Well, definitely broken up. Only Damien, well, he's been a bit slow getting it, you know.
Right. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's good. It's for the best. I should have had the nerve to do it weeks ago.
Mm.
Anyway, I'll go and round this lot up.
Kirsty?
Yeah?
You going straight on home when you're through? Or will you have time to come in for a coffee?
Yeah. I'll be in no rush to get back.
Great. So, half an hour then?
Okay. Thanks. That'd be nice.
Helen?
Oh, hi, Linda. The health club is open, isn't it?
What?
I heard you had a few staff problems.
No. It's open as usual.
So, what's up? You look a bit harassed.
You've not seen Ray anywhere, have you?
Who?
Our temporary manager.
Oh, I'm not sure if I do.
Tallish, moustache, very colourful tie.
Yeah, there was a guy as I came by the main entrance.
When?
Just a minute ago. He was chatting to a tall, dark-haired woman.
Ah.
I didn't get a look at his tie.
All right, yes, that sounds like Ray.
Was everything all right?
Thanks, Helen. I'll see if I can catch him now.
Okay. Oh. Hey.
Hiya. How's things?
Fine. Well, I'm still missing you, of course.
And me, you.
I was about to pop into the health club for half an hour, but...
Oh, yes, I remember you said.
I can always change my plans. You still up at the dairy?
Afraid so. That's why I called.
Rob?
We've hit a slight problem in the parlour.
Oh, no. Serious?
Technical hitch, teething troubles, you know. Hopefully nothing that can't be sorted.
Oh, poor you.
Thing is, I hate to say this, but...
Go on.
It's going to take a couple of hours minimum, so... I'm afraid it's going to well and truly scupper our plans for later.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, don't sound so sad.
Sorry. I was trying to be brave.
I'm sad too. I really am.
It just seems like such a long time, that's all.
Yeah, for me too. Oh, I wish I could come straight down there now and...
Yeah, that would have been nice. Mm. Tomorrow, maybe?
I've got another load of cows being delivered.
Oh.
I can't promise anything. It's got to be fairly frantic. Not too sure about Tuesday either.
Okay, look, you know, you're busy. Please don't worry.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I know you can't help it. So I'll just have to try and be patient.
Of course, getting that kestrel to turn up on time wasn't easy.
Oh, so that was all down to you?
Yeah, of course. I've got all the wildlife pretty well trained. Here, you want to share the last brownie?
Oh, okay then.
Right, just let me get a knife.
So, did you talk to your parents about your cash flow problem?
Oh, yeah. It's all been sorted.
Really? So did they help you out?
Well, it was quite a small amount, really. So, yeah, problem over.
Oh, that's great, Tom. I'm really glad.
Yeah, me too. Now, see if I can dissect this brownie. There.
You've got a bigger half than me.
No.
Yes, you have. Come on, that's not fair.
Okay. I'll even it up a bit. How's that?
Better. What is it with you and cakes? Remember that picnic by the Anne before the whole GMO thing took off?
No.
Yes, you do. There was a whole bunch of us. Connor fell into the water.
Come on, Kirsty. That was all so long ago.
Oh, it doesn't seem so long to me. Us two outlaws watching the eclipse. Remember?
Yeah, but that was way after the picnic.
I see, you do remember. You hid the last donut so I wouldn't see it.
That is such a lie. I gave you half.
Oh, yeah, more like a quarter.
You just suffer from serious cake envy. That's your problem.
No. I'm through all that now. I've moved on since then.
Oh, really? Okay, then. I'll just swap my half back then.
Oh, Tom, no!
Yeah, well, if you're so cool about it, what's the problem?
Tom, I'm warning you. Give that back to me.
Yeah, or you're what?
Oh, right, come here, you.
Ow! Okay. You win. I surrender. You can let me go now.
Tom, I...
Henry.
Oh, hello, Henry.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hi, you two.
Quick, better hide that brownie.
A double booking, and not just an ordinary room, for the Royal Garden Suite.
Yes.
Two of our regular guests, the Hamiltons, had booked it for the whole week, but when they arrived just now, I found they'd been downgraded to a standard luxury double, and
Linda,
someone else was booked into the suite. Katerina says she knows nothing about it.
No, that wasn't Katerina, that was me.
You? But why?
Because we've got a VIP guest coming to stay.
VIP?
Yes. Her name's Mrs. Shen. She's a journalist on quite a well-known travel website.
Well, perhaps she is, but you really...
So you see, I had to offer her our best possible accommodation.
But Ray...
She's just arrived. She's freshening up before she registers.
We can't just...
For the sake of the business, Linda, it would be irresponsible of us not to.
But what do I say to the Hamiltons?
Oh, Linda, stay calm. Use your charm. Offer them a discount.
So you expect me to take...
I'd do it myself, but... Oh, here's Mrs. Shen now.
Wait. This is all wrong. I can't...
For the business, Linda, I'll leave it in your capable hands. You'll think of something, I'm sure.
Lillian!
Oh, darling, hello!
Hello. Oh, you're back at last. I heard the rumour.
Well, I've not been away that.
Okay, and what, did you have a good time in London?
Well...
Or was it a working trip?
Well, a little bit of both. Yes, I had a marvellous time, thanks, Ian.
And how about Matt? Is he back too?
Yes, we both came up on Sunday morning.
And did I have fun as well, or was it all strictly business?
Look, I'd love to stop and chat, darling, but we've got a whole heap of work to catch up on.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I'm off to meet Matt at the old paper mill.
Yeah, I'm on my way to work too, walking for a change.
Well, it's lovely to see you.
Yeah, and you. Hey, but look, we must all meet up for a drink sometime soon. I'd love to hear what Matt's been up to on his travels.
Yeah, darling, that'd be lovely. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, Lewis, I've got a load of small bales for you.
Oh, yes, the hay.
I'm not sure where Elizabeth wants it, though.
Oh, she left me strict instructions.
Well, she's not back yet?
Not until later this afternoon.
Oh, OK.
She asked if you could very kindly put the hay in the open-fronted shed.
Oh, right, yeah. No, I know the place.
Thanks. And before I forget, she also left these for you.
Oh?
It's a card and a present for Josh.
Oh, right.
Well, she knows it's not his birthday till Friday, but she wasn't sure she'd have time to bring them over.
Okay, thanks. That's very organised of her.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you get on. Oh, here you've been having a busy time.
Oh, the calves, you mean, yeah. Although, touch wood, the last 24 hours haven't been quite so crazy. Bit of a let-up, even.
Oh, so you've not had to call on your new neighbour again?
Oh, you heard about that?
Rob Titchener. Elizabeth said he pretty much saved your bacon.
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah. Brought a few of his vet students over. Thanks to them, we've a couple of nice, healthy calves that we might otherwise have lost.
Can't say better than that.
No. And on the back of all that, he's invited me out to have a look around the new unit.
Are you going?
Yeah, why not? Always good to see what the competition's up to.
Yeah. And is Ruth going with you?
she's not too keen on the idea.
No, you do surprise me. Well, if you need a hand with the hay, I can find someone.
No, that's fine. I'll manage. By the way, how's it all going with the development plans? Is everything still on course for the accommodation?
Well, since you ask.
Problems?
Well, it's all been rather tiresome. Look, I shan't bore you with the details.
No. I'd be interested to hear.
Oh, well, if you've got a minute, when you're done, come in and I'll tell you all about it.
Well, at least I can hide in the kitchen some of the time. It's Linda, who's at the sharp end.
Oh?
Oh, well, you won't have heard about her mysterious VIP guest, Mrs. Shen.
Don't tell me.
Some kind of travel journalist, apparently. So Ray took it upon himself to bump her up to the Royal Garden Suite, ousting a couple of her regular guests in the process.
Ouch.
And even poor old Linda to pick up the pieces.
Well, how did she manage that?
With some difficulty. A lot of sweet talking and a hefty discount.
Oh. Well, this Ray seems a nice enough man. I mean, he's very sociable.
Well, let's just say he has his own way of doing things.
Ah, right.
And his own bright ideas, of course.
The Mexican knife?
Know any good taco recipes?
I wish I could help you out there.
So, how about yourself?
Oh, you know.
You know whose car passed me on the way up? Martin Gibson.
Yes. I needed a brisk walk round before I have to go back in there and face him.
I heard he's been making life hard for you.
Yeah. Well, today he'll just have to wait till I'm ready.
Good. And, well, you just remember, that bloke's not a real human being. He's just a walking spreadsheet. Oh. Don't be intimidated.
Thanks. I'll try and bear that in mind.
Oh, and Kathy, I mean, I don't want to add to your troubles, but you know Marietta's been off sick recently.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, it might just be idle gossip, but, well, the rumour is she's about to give in her notice.
Really?
Yeah, move up north somewhere.
What?
So, I mean, if she's going, what about her husband, that chef of yours? I mean, is he going too?
Well, this is just amazing.
Few changes since you left.
Changes? Yeah, and some. Honestly, I'd hardly know the place.
Yeah, it's starting to look like something, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll say, not just the structural jobs. Floors all down, partitions going up too.
Not quite ready for tenants yet.
It's a heck of a sight closer than when I left. How did you get these boys moving so fast? Threatened to send round the,
my usual method. My charm doesn't work. I get on the phone and shout.
Yeah, that's work for us, Kat. Oh, no, I bet you got them eating out of your head.
Well, I wouldn't go quite so far as that. Anyway, I think we can safely say the worst is over. Dean assures me it should be pretty much plain sailing from here on. That may be tempting fate.
Dean?
Yeah. You know, he works with Bernard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that Dean.
You did meet him before you...
Yeah. Sorry, it's just, It's just that so much has happened between now and then, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to take me a day or two to get back on the same page, you know?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, daft, I know, but... Well, half my head's still watching out for strangers sat in parked cars.
Oh, Matt. Hey. That's all behind us now. You're not in Russia anymore.
Yeah, I know. Just kidding.
Now, come on. This way. Come and see the bottom flat. It'll be ready for its first fix next week.
Oh!
Martin?
So you are here.
Yes, I've just been in the kitchen.
Well, my two lunch guests have arrived. Did you manage to book us a table?
Yes, of course, the one you asked for by the window.
Well, that's a start, anyway.
Martin, there's something we really need to
talk
about.
Whatever it is, it'll just have to wait.
It is very important.
Kathy, please, there is a time, a place for everything.
What?
I don't care how short-staffed you think we are, or how much pressure the waitresses are under.
No, it's not that.
Nicholas
it's...
and Gemma are not just friends, they're business associates. So just for once, let's try and avoid the usual shambles and make sure this place runs like clockwork.
Yes, of course.
Because if we're not able to enjoy a first-class meal with immaculate service, I'm going to be very disappointed.
After all the trouble we took over the plans, poring over the tiniest details, we'd get them all drawn up and submitted, And now this.
Roof lights.
Apparently they compromise the building's original agricultural character.
Well, why not tell you that to begin with?
Yes, well, we'd certainly have preferred to know sooner.
Yeah.
But without the conservation officer's support, the application could be refused.
Really?
Mm, pretty much, yes. Well, she has a difficult job to do, of course, but all the same.
So, all this fuss over a couple of extra roof windows?
And she wants written assurances that we're going to use permeable paving in the drive and parking areas, which, of course, we were going to do anyway.
Well, I don't suppose Elizabeth's too happy about it all.
Well, let's say she could have done without it.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Having finally sold the building plots, now this.
I hope she's not getting too stressed about it.
I'm doing my best to help her keep a sense of perspective.
Oh, thanks, Lewis. So, what happens next?
Julian's making some urgent changes to the plans.
What's that going to do to your schedule?
Well, the planners still have to give a decision within the 8-week deadline. So, as long as the amended plans are finally passed...
Yeah, I get it.
It shouldn't actually hold things up. Touch wood. It's yet another hoop for Elizabeth to jump through.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll give her a call and talk it all through with her.
I'm sure she'd appreciate that.
Hmm. Okay, well, Stonehouse getting up.
Oh, I did give you that present for Josh.
Yep, it's in the cab.
Good. Oh, so what's he planning for the big day?
Just having a few mates round for the evening.
A house party?
Yeah. Oh,
very brave of you.
No, it's just, you know, it's just DVDs and pizzas.
Oh, yes, that's how it starts.
Anyway, he's not in the house. It's in Rickyard.
Oh, letting a bunch of 16-year-olds loose in your lovely holiday let? Is this really such a good idea?
So, how was your meal? Was everything all right?
Asparagus was a touch overcooked, I thought.
Oh. Well, I'm terribly sorry.
OK, well, let's save the post-mortem for later, shall we? We're taking our coffee in the bar.
Martin, please. I really must talk to you now. It's urgent.
2 minutes.
You complained about the asparagus. Well, I'm afraid Chef's had enough. He's resigned.
Come again?
Gethin, he's resigned. He's leaving at the end of the week.
Well, that's marvellous, isn't it?
Well, I can't honestly say I'm surprised, after all the staff problems that we've...
Hey, now, hold on.
I tried to persuade him to work 2 weeks' notice, but with all the chaos and complaints, it just all got too much for him.
No, no, no. Let's be clear just whose responsibility this is. Who hired this Gethin in the first place?
It doesn't matter who hired him.
Well, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. If you pick staff and go and have a hissy fit and walk out the moment things get tough...
You can't go blaming this on me.
I've given your lamentable management skills. I suppose it's par for the course.
All right. So what do you expect me to do now? Stand in for Chef as well? Or would you prefer me to run the whole place single-handed?
Just do your job. Get onto an agency and find a cover, pronto.
Oh, so I am allowed to hire a replacement?
Just get on and do it. And let's try and get something right this time. Please.
Well, I'm so glad you're pleased with the progress.
Oh, puss. Please, doesn't even come close. I am totally knocked out.
You know, it means an awful lot to me to hear you say that.
Yeah, well, now it's got this far, you can see how great it's going to look when it's finished. No, real class renovation job.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot more tasteful than the St. Petersburg development.
I'll have to take your word for that.
No, seriously, Puss, you've done a brilliant job. Thanks. And, I'm sorry.
Oh, Matt.
You know, that I wasn't around for you. Left you here to deal with it all single-handed.
Well, I wasn't quite alone, remember? I had Anthea to help.
You know what? She terrifies me.
Don't be silly.
No, sure. I went in the office this morning. She looked at me like a cobra waiting to strike.
Come on. She's quite a softie once you get to know her.
Yeah, pull the other one.
Well, say what you like about her. She knows her job. She's got me out of trouble on more than one occasion.
Well, if she's so indispensable, we'll have to keep her on, won't we?
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'll just have to watch me step. And I do have some practice in dealing with strong-minded women.
Oh, Matt. Oh, my tiger. So good to have you back.
Believe me, Puss, it's good to be home.
Hello?
Hello, Neil.
I thought that had to be you.
Yeah. You're at Brighton early.
Yeah, I got a load of young pigs to deliver.
Okay. Well, I'd best let you get on.
Oh,
then.
Oh, Darryl, hold on. You've been here all night?
What? Me here?
In the playground. You have, haven't you?
No, I was in town. I got a lift in with a mate.
Come on. Look at the state of you. You must have been half frozen.
I'm okay, Neil, I'm fine. You don't have to worry about
me. Darryl, you can't just go on dossing around like this. There must be somewhere you can go.
I've known worse places than this, believe me. Look, I said I'm okay.
Look, Darryl.
And besides, I can't stand about gassing all day. I got things to do, places to go.
Darryl!
I'll see you around, yeah?
Hi, Alan.
So, he's back sleeping rough again.
You think I should go after him or what?
Well, you could, but...
Wouldn't do much good, I suppose. And I've got a trailer load of pigs there.
I heard from Shula. He's not been seen at the Elms for a while.
I got him up to our place last week, but he wouldn't stay for long.
Yeah. As Shula pointed out, we're raising all this cash for the organ and there's blokes like him out on the streets.
Yeah, but what can you do for him?
Well, that's a very good question, Neil. To be honest, I'm not sure if I've got the answer.
Morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Oh, Linda, that look would have stopped a charging rhino at 50 paces.
Oh?
Remember, you are the face of Grey Gables. Relax, smile, be welcoming.
I'm sorry, my mind was elsewhere, busy sorting out the staff rotors.
Uh-huh.
Terribly dull and boring, I know, but somebody has to do it.
Well, here's a little distraction for you. Special request from the Royal Garden Suite, our delightful Mrs. Shen.
Ah. So, what exactly did...
Just a couple of fashion mags.
Magazines?
Well, four, actually.
Yes, well, I'm afraid we don't keep any of these. Certainly not the current issues.
Well, not to worry. Can you be an angel and give the local newsagents a call?
Yes, of course, Ray. That's no problem at all. I'll see to it right away.
Oh, that a girl.
And I'll add the delivery costs to her bill, shall I?
Oh, well, don't worry. We can sort all that out later.
Of course. Oh, and Ray, just for your information, you remember the Hamiltons, the couple who'd booked the Royal Garden Suite on Sunday? Well, I thought you'd like to know. They've decided to cut their stay short and book into another hotel.
Have they? Well, problem solved then.
Oh, and we'll be giving them a full refund for the rest of their week, of course.
Yes. You do whatever seems best, Linda.
Oh, Ray, one more thing. You do know that Marietta's handed in her notice.
Has she? I mean...
Oh, yes, it's official. I think you'll find it's waiting on your desk now. So that means we'll have
yes,
to find...
Yes, so much stuff piling up in my inbox.
It really is a matter of some urgency.
Well, as soon as I've got a minute, Linda. Now, work to do. See if Katerina's registered on new arrivals.
Oh, Ian. Was it me you're looking for?
Yeah, sorry.
Hello, good morning.
Just, right. I didn't want to get waylaid, you know.
Oh, well, as long as there are new guests to welcome, I'm sure you're quite safe.
Okay, well, there you go. That's today's specials.
Oh, thank you.
So, how's it going up on the flight deck?
Oh, it's beyond a joke, Ian. While he's so busy glad-handing and schmoozing with the guests, guess who's been left to do all the real work?
Okay.
Like arranging cover for Marietta at the health club until they can appoint someone to replace her?
I heard she was gone.
Oh, yes, and Ray doesn't seem the least bit worried. It's as if all this important day-to-day administration is far too dull and tedious. He'd rather let someone else deal with it.
That someone else being...
Yes.
This way.
There.
Follow me.
There, you see? Look at that. He's showing those guests to their rooms and left their cases. Just who does he think is going to carry them up? Me?
Back sleeping in the playground?
Yeah. Last seen heading off towards the country park.
Oh, I can't bear it. Why won't he go to the Elms, where at least there's a proper bed for him and a hot meal?
Well, I suppose I can sympathise with him up to a point.
Really?
Yeah, the shelter may be warm and dry, but it can have its downside.
Whoa, all right, old girl. Just let me undo your girth.
Well, at least round here, he must feel he's back on his home patch.
Perhaps.
And if he somehow feels he's closer to Rosa, then...
But sleeping rough isn't going to solve any of his problems, Alan.
No, of course not. But as to whether there's anything the church can do money-wise to help him... Oh, we can't go giving handouts to people in Darrell's situation, even if we had it to spare. It creates too many problems.
Yes, perhaps.
And sad fact is, we'd end up with queues on our doorstep.
And how much did we raise at Friday's concert for the organ fund? About 2,500?
Yep.
So that makes, what, 24,000 so far?
And I absolutely take your point, Sheila.
I do wonder if we oughtn't to have a hard think about our priorities.
I quite agree. Look, we're both on the same page here. But what we can do is look out for Darrell in other ways. You know? Keep a really close eye on him. Try and make sure he's getting proper meals, that he doesn't get sick or ill or... come to any harm.
Yes.
And just be there for him, you know, if he does want to talk. I mean, it's obvious he's in desperate need of some emotional support, some proper long-term counselling, but you know, my guess is you just mention the word counselling to Darrell and you wouldn't see him for dust.
Oh, yes, you're probably right.
Well, as long as he knows that if he does need someone to turn to, that we're always here to listen and help in any way we can. I think that's the best we can do for now.
Earl Grey, and something to keep your blood sugar up.
Oh, Ian, thank you. That's so sweet of you. Where's Ray now?
No idea.
Good. Well, perhaps I'll be allowed to get on with my work without any more special requests.
Oh?
I've just wasted 10 minutes on the phone ordering magazines for our guest in the Royal Garden Suite.
The dreaded Mrs. Shannon.
Perhaps she'd like the mind impressed before she reads them.
You know, she called down for smoked salmon and scrambled eggs at 10:30 last night and then sent it all back saying it was stone cold.
Oh, yes, I'm very much afraid she's going to be one of those guests.
Okay, come on, cheer up. If we all stick together, we'll see this through.
Oh, Ian, thanks for your support.
But, well, look, if Caroline happens to ring, maybe we should mention
No, definitely not. However bad it gets for us, I am not going to let it spoil Caroline's holiday.
No, of course, you're right, we mustn't.
Aha, Linda!
Oh, hello.
Well, you are a dark horse.
What?
I'm back to work.
Thank you, Ian.
I've just heard from Katerina that you're the leading light of your local amateur dramatic society.
Oh? Well, yes, we do manage to put on the occasional modest production.
Oh, perfect. So you'll be able to sort us out some costumes for the Mexican night.
Costumes?
Yes, for the waiting staff and whoever else is on the shift. And one for me, of course.
What sort of costumes?
Oh, the usual stuff. We're not talking National Theatre here. ponchos for the guys and those frilly skirts for the girls, eh? So long as it's nice and colourful.
Colourful.
I'm sure you'll be brimming with bright ideas. Be as artistic and creative as you like. Oh, and while you're at it, how about a piñata?
Piñata?
You know, one of those party things.
Yes,
stuff we could...
I know what a piñata is, but...
Well, with all your Amdram contacts, I'm sure you'll find one easily enough. Oh, and one more thought.
Go on.
How about a special extra prize for the guest with the best moustache?
Oh, Darrell.
Oh,
You still around then?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you're going to come and join me? Here, let me get you one.
No, Neil. Thanks all the same.
Oh, come on, just a half.
No, honest, I am.
You look as if you could use one.
Look, Neil, I'm not here for a drink. I just came in to use the toilets.
Well, you can still come and sit down. Come on, just for a minute.
If Kenton spots me...
I won't do anything. Okay. And now, no more tall stories. Why were you back sleeping rough last night, eh? Why didn't you go to the Elms?
That's my business. I don't want to talk about it.
Darrell, I'm just a mate who's trying to help you out here. If you really don't want to tell me, that's fine, but...
Well, All right. If you want to know the truth, I'm getting some grief at the Elms. There's a couple of blokes who are after me.
So?
Don't ask me why. They don't like the look on my face. I'd sooner not stick around there. I'd sooner be out and about.
So for how long are you planning to keep in the playground, eh? Darryl, look at yourself. You can't go on like this.
Look, I said this morning, I'm all right. You don't have to worry.
Keeping on benches, sneaking into used toilets. Well, at this rate, you'll end up under a flyover with the smackheads and
no,
winos.
No, I can look after myself.
And for why? I mean, it's not as if you've got nothing to offer. You're a skilled craftsman, a hard-working, responsible bloke.
Yeah, one who can't even care for his wife and kids. He can't even keep his family together.
Look, you've had some bad luck, a few bad breaks, that's all. That could happen to any of us. But it's never too late, is it?
You don't reckon?
Well, not if you don't give up. You could at least give the Elms another chance. And, well, I mean, have you thought about getting back in touch with the loner?
Oh, come on. Let's stay real here.
Well, there's no harm in trying, is there? I mean, what have you got to lose?
Well, she made it clear enough. She doesn't need me back in her life.
Well, so, maybe now she's had time to think about it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Look, I don't think so, Neil. And I don't want Ilona to see me like this. I don't want her to pity me.
Look, there's no reason why she should. Not if you spruce yourself up.
Thanks for the chat, but I'll just use the toilets and I'll be on my way.
Darryl, wait. Here. Take this with you.
No, I'm not taking that.
Yes, you are. Oh, go on. Have a buy you a decent meal tonight.
Okay. Thanks.
You look after yourself. And think carefully about what I said. All right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
How cool is that? Don't you just love it?
Yeah, it's great stuff,
such
love.
Such an amazing sound.
Just a bit before your time, ain't it?
No, Mum.
Before mine and all come to that.
It's timeless, isn't it? It's like all great music.
Yeah, you're right. And I wish I had the time to stop and listen to it now, but...
Oh, Mum, wait. No, sit down. Okay. You've got to hear this. I've had this really amazing idea.
Okay, then.
Well, I was sneaking another look at that gorgeous 50s dress that we bought you.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. And I had this sudden flash of inspiration. A 1950s theme wedding.
Oh.
Well... You in your dress and Kenton in his tux. Well, I could get myself a vintage outfit too.
Hey.
And now we've got the bridesmaids' dresses sorted.
Yeah, they'd fit in all right. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know swing was more of a 30s and 40s thing.
Oh, never mind about that.
If there was a big revival in the late 50s, and, yeah. And wouldn't it be just amazing?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, great styles and great music.
Oh, and so romantic and all.
Yeah, lots of smoochy dances. Oh. And guess what? I just happen to know a guy who plays sax in a swing band.
Oh, do you?
Yes, they're great.
So... this is all about getting a gig for your mates.
Mum, no, they are really good, I promise you.
Well, if they can play as good as that.
Well, no, that's Duke Ellington. Mm. If you hold on a bit, I'll try and find them on here.
Oh, hello. Am I missing something?
Yeah. Fallon's come up with this brilliant plan.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I can't find the link. Oh, my laptop's in the car. Hold on.
OK.
So what's she all fired up about?
Well... what if I said a 1950s themed wedding?
Oh, yes. Oh, wow.
You like it?
Of course. Oh, that is brilliant. Why didn't I think of it before?
Oh, it could be really romantic.
Oh, no, it is perfect. I mean, of course, I've no idea what style dress you've gone for, but I could get a vintage tux. The Rat Pack look, you know? Tight trousers and narrow lapels, and I've even got time to grow my sideburns.
Oh,
Hey, we could get some props for the Lower Loxley Ballroom. Hot dog ads and espresso machines, maybe even a jukebox.
Whoa.
Better still, darling. Live music. I know the perfect band for it.
Do you?
Yeah. Johnny Diablo and the Demons. You know Johnny from Hollerton?
Not really.
What? No, you do. They are the best rock and roll band in Borsetshire. And Johnny is great. I mean, he's strictly on the wagon now. And used to come into Jack's. I think I've got his card here somewhere.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. I'll just go and dig it out.
Oh.
Hello? Woo! Sharp?
Oh, Lillian.
Jolene, darling, it's me. I'm back.
Well, well. Fancy meeting you here.
You?
Perfect timing. Only been here, 2 minutes.
You've been waiting for me.
What? Who else?
Rob? Here? Right outside the farm?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you are daring, aren't you?
So they tell me.
How about a kiss, then?
I was just so desperate to see you.
Have you got some time off?
No. That's the tragedy. I have to go straight back up to the dairy.
Oh.
So, how about this? Why don't you come on up with me? I mean, well, you've not had a chance to see it at all. Have you?
Okay.
Well, great. So why don't you follow me there now?
I've just been dying to know what was going on. I mean, last time you called, you said it was difficult.
Yeah. Well, darling, that was something of an understatement.
Really? Well, so what happened?
It's a very long story, darling, and, well, I'm not even sure how much I can tell you, or even where to begin.
Well, we're okay up here. No one's going to be listening in.
To be frank, Jolene, some of it's very nasty indeed, and it's best forgotten.
Oh, really?
Matt got himself involved in this... let's call it a complicated property deal.
Okay.
And it was much more complicated than he first thought.
Right.
He took a big risk, Jolene, a risk he would never normally have taken. And
yeah?
Once he'd done it, there was no going back. And well, the long and the short of it is he ended up losing a lot of money.
Oh, no.
Please keep it to yourself.
Oh, of course.
And then... I managed to make it worse. I thought that I was helping. And it was Brenda who put me right.
Oh.
You know, I think Matt enjoyed his revenge. But when he realised how bad it could get, that there really was danger. Well, from that moment, he was trying to protect me.
Oh.
After everything I'd done to him. And I didn't even realise. Not for ages.
So you too, you're... okay together now?
We're stronger, maybe. He came to save me, Jolene. I was alone and I was so frightened, and he came to save me. He gave up the money for me, just like that.
Right.
He was a real hero. And I think he really believes that I love him now, that I never stop loving him.
And he never stopped loving you?
I'm lucky, aren't I?
Kenton?
Oh, hey up. There he goes again.
What?
Daryl, sneaking out the gent.
Oh.
Yeah, must have slept out again last night.
Oh, it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got to feel sorry for the guy.
Hey, isn't there a bar somewhere you're meant to be looking after?
Oh, look, before I head off, about this wedding...
Oh, Fallon, great idea of yours, this 50s theme.
Oh, thanks.
No, but... really inspired. I'm just digging out some of my old Jack's playlists.
Oh, Kenton.
You know, from way back when I first started? There's one with all the great rock and roll standards. Bill Haley, Little Richard, Elvis...
Kenton, hang on, just stop a minute.
What? What's the matter?
Well, that all sounds great, but it's not quite what me and Mum had in mind.
And here we are, the beating heart of the whole operation.
Wow. Yes.
50-point rotary parlour. Not robotic, but still state-of-the-art. When we're up to our full numbers, with two operators on shift, we'll be aiming to milk something like 300 cows an hour.
Gosh, yes, that's A lot of cows.
Yeah, well, with Monday's deliveries and another two wagon loads due Thursday, we'll already be milking 150 plus by the end of the week.
Wow.
Still a way short of our 1,500, but things are really starting to... Excuse me. Joseph, have you brought up the two that calved Monday?
Done, Rob.
Oh, great, thanks.
Got these guys really well trained.
Well, they're shaping up. We get on pretty well. I'm aiming to keep it relaxed, you know, respect all round.
Yes, it seems to be working.
So, I hope you're just a tiny bit impressed?
Yes. Yes, of course. It's all so big and efficient. And there's some really lovely looking cows.
But...
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I watched Dad and Mum spend all those years slaving away to build up our herd, and now you've got this massive setup from scratch. It just doesn't feel right somehow.
Not right how?
Like, I don't know, like going to a garden centre and creating a huge vegetable garden overnight.
Well, not quite overnight.
No, no, no. Look, it's all amazing. Of course it is. I can see you've worked really hard.
Okay, well, maybe that's enough of the parlour. Come and have a look at the calves.
Dimitri, think long-haired, sexy and thoroughbred, like Nuraev in his prime.
Oh, my.
Lucky old Brenda, eh?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
So you're going to let me in on this?
Oh, no, it's not fit for you.
And I must be on my way.
Oh, must you?
Yep, Matt will be home and I'm cooking supper tonight.
Okay, well, it's been great to catch up.
Well, I'm not planning any more little holidays, so I'll see you again soon.
Yeah,
okay.
See ya.
Yeah, see ya. Bye.
And one of us should be downstairs.
Yeah, love. Just a word about the wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, well, now I've thought about it, maybe this whole rock and roll thing isn't such a great idea.
No?
No, I mean, I got a bit carried away. I mean, it doesn't really go with our black tie plans, does it? And then Fallon said she knows this really great swing band.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, and I thought, well, of course, you know. You and me stepping out to a classic swing number for our first dance.
Oh.
Yeah, so forget Johnny Diablo and let's swing. Hmm? How about it?
Oh, darling.
Hmm?
Mm. Oh, yes, please. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Okay, so look up and there's a roof, not sky, but at least it's never raining in here.
Hmm.
And if there's one thing dairy cows hate, it's...
It is getting wet, yes.
Yeah. So, perfect climatic conditions, not too cold, not too hot. Or even racehorses don't do better. But then I'm telling you a lot of stuff you already know.
What?
Look, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. I mean, if you'd rather we kept my job out of it...
Shh. What's in here?
Well, nothing yet. It's just for storage.
Come on, then.
Helen...
In here, Lily.
Helen, why are we...
Rob, listen to me. It's okay. You don't have to keep justifying what you do.
Don't I?
No. So maybe it's not for me, and maybe we'll never agree on some things, but... It's been great to see you at work. It's a whole different side of you.
Really?
Hmm. Yes. So come here. It's amazing what you've done here. And I can see your staff have a real respect for you.
I hope so.
Yes. Why wouldn't they? After all, you're a pretty wonderful guy.
And it's a big secret, okay?
Yes, Mum.
Whatever you do, don't tell Helen.
Oh, spoil your big surprise.
Dad? Well, you know how these things slip out if you're not careful. And the same goes for you, Tony.
What?
Don't say anything to Helen about...
Are you quite sure that this is legal, Mum?
Legal?
What?
I mean, entering someone else's stuff for the show without telling them.
No, there's nothing to say you can't.
All right, so you've read through all the fine print of the regulations.
Oh, for goodness sake, who's going to know?
Will someone please tell me what all this is about?
Helen's necklace. The lovely multicoloured one she gave me. I've entered it into the Flower and Produce show.
Have you?
I did tell you. There's a rainbow category in the craft section.
Is that allowed?
Exactly. You see, I'd say it's definitely pushing the rules.
Oh, please. It's so pretty. It's so beautifully made. It deserves to win a prize, and she's far too modest to enter it herself.
Oh, just be careful, Mum. Lifetime ban. Blackballed by the whole community.
Yeah, me and Tom know nothing about this. Oh,
don't be silly.
Well, I'm out of here. Thanks for the tea, Mum.
Oh, Tom, I'm doing a stew tonight, if you want to come in for supper.
Stew?
Yeah, I've asked Kathy to come round too. She called last night. She sounded pretty stressed. I think she's having quite a hard time at work.
Okay, well, thanks for the offer, Mum. Can I see how it goes with the pigs?
Yeah, of course.
I'll give you a call later.
All right, bye then.
See ya.
Now, Pat, I've just been going through these.
Look, let me clear all this stuff before you put them down.
Oh, our last month's statements. One thing here that doesn't seem to make sense.
Okay. Show me.
Right. See, here. About a week ago. A £1,200 transfer from the farm account.
Yes.
No reference. Then, if you look here, it pops back in again a few days later.
Oh.
Did you know anything about this?
No. It's nothing to do with me.
Me neither.
So, which account was it transferred to?
The agency is sending a temp chef round this afternoon. And that'll give us a full 24-hour handover period.
Which agency?
Here. They're very reliable. We've used them several times before.
Why doesn't that fill me with confidence?
In any case, we shouldn't have to use cover for long. I've already advertised for a permanent replacement.
I'm very glad to hear it.
Well, the ad went out on Monday afternoon, as soon as I'd heard.
And have you had any replies?
One or two. It's a bit soon to expect a huge response.
OK, well, if you could forward them straight on to me and any other replies that come in.
Yes, of course, if you want to see them.
Yes, Cathy, I shall want to see them. And when I've seen them all, I'll draw up a shortlist for interview.
You'll make the shortlist?
Well, I think that's sensible, don't you? As I'm going to be interviewing them with you.
Well, I'm quite happy to do the interviews myself.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
So, do I have any say in this recruitment at all?
Well, it's entirely up to you. Any comments you care to make will be duly noted.
So you don't trust me to hire my own staff? Is that what you're saying?
Anyway, time I was leaving. Some of us have work to do. I'll be back here later today. If you could have those copies ready for me, please.
Hey, whoa, steady.
Daryl! I'm sorry.
Shh, there, see. No need to make a fuss.
I didn't mean to give the horse a fright.
No, it's all right. She just wasn't expecting to see you there.
I was having a bite, you know, keeping out the wind.
Yes, Daryl, your face, what have you
done? I'll get out of your way then.
No, don't go, wait. Can we just talk a minute? Your eye. Daryl, what happened?
Nothing. It's fine. It's
come on. Have you been in a fight or what?
Last night, outside the Elms, a bloke took a swing at me, that's all.
That's all?
Yeah, it was my own fault. I should have known better than to try and go back.
Well, didn't you tell the staff or call the police?
Say what? You think they'd be bothered? Nah, I got the message. Whatever, I shan't be going back to that place again.
So where are you going now?
I don't know. I'll find somewhere.
Look, why don't you come in with me and have something to eat?
No, I've got my dinner here.
Crisps. You'll need more than that to last you all day. Come on. I've got a shepherd's pie at home. You don't have to stay. We'll have a look at your eye and you can have a proper meal and then be on your way, if that's what you want. All right?
So, you're not denying it. You transferred the money.
Of course I'm not denying it. Why should I?
You took it from the farm account without even telling us.
Yes, and I put it back again 3 days later. What's the big deal?
£1,200?
So, why did you need it so urgently?
I had a small temporary cash flow problem, so I used it to tide me over.
Cash flow problems? Oh, right.
Yes. And you want to know why? It's because Bellingham...
No, I'm sorry. Whatever the excuse, you can't go using the farm account as your own private piggy bank.
It might have been a good idea to let us know, love.
I didn't see any reason to bother you about it.
Oh, so you just thought you'd help yourself?
All right, let's try and talk about this quietly and calmly.
What about this so-called cash flow problem?
It's because Bellingham's...
I thought your business was doing so well, you were increasing your production.
It is. I am.
Oh, really?
But Bellingham's were late paying me for an invoice, so I need...
No. What you mean is, you took the wrong advice from your friend, Rob Titchener.
Dad!
And then had to cover it up by taking money from the farm account.
Tony!
Dad, that is simply not true! And so unfair!
Tony, if he says he borrowed to cover for a late payment, then I think
Okay, maybe. But
what, you're saying you don't believe me?
But if you're as tight as that, if you're having cash flow problems now...
Dad!
Why are you even considering upping your production without a ready market?
Oh, for the last time!
What kind of a business plan is that?
That money had nothing to do with Rob's advice.
We did try and warn you, but would you listen to us? Oh, no!
Because I don't need you telling me how to run my business.
All right, please. Look, this is getting us nowhere. Tom... Next time you need a short-term loan, all you have to do is ask.
I'll make sure there isn't a next time.
Oh, really? Is that a promise?
Tony, both of you. Let's agree to differ and move on, shall we?
Hello, are you going somewhere?
Yes, my shift ended, almost an hour ago. I have paperwork to finish. And I was waiting for you.
And have you got the copies I asked for?
Yes. They're all in here. Well, do you want to go through them now?
No rush, is there?
Well, if we want to find a new chef as soon as we can.
And I want to make sure we get it right this time.
Yes, I see.
So, forward all replies
straight
to me?
Straight to you as soon as they come in. Yes, I'll do that.
Yeah, so we'd better make a time for interviews.
Well, yes.
I've a couple of mornings free the week after next.
Oh.
Is that a problem for you?
Well, yes, actually it is. I'm on holiday that week.
Holiday?
Yes, I cleared it a while ago. It's been in the diary since Easter.
Where?
What?
Where are you taking this holiday?
Well, I haven't actually booked anything yet.
Oh, fine. So what's the big issue here?
I'm sorry, I don't quite...
Hardly the best time to go away, is it?
Well, I wasn't to know that when I booked the leave, was I?
The club in the mess it is now? If this job really means so much to you, shouldn't you be thinking hard about your priorities?
All right. I'll stay here. I'll just cancel my leave.
Good. I think for once you've made the right decision.
There's more here if you'd like it.
Oh, no, I didn't come here to eat you out of house and home.
No, go on, there's plenty.
That'll do for me. Oh, it's great shepherd's pie, though. The best.
Thanks. Help yourself to some more tea anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why not?
And look, I found this for you.
Hmm?
It's an old one of Alistair's. He never wears it anymore.
Hey. Oh, no, I can't go taking that.
Yes, you can. You're about the same size. It's nice and warm, and it's still pretty waterproof.
Shula, no, I...
Well, it either goes to you or to the charity shop. Your choice.
Well, if you're sure Alistair won't...
Darryl, I promise you he won't even notice it's gone.
OK, then. Thanks. You talked me into it.
Good. So, I hope you're feeling a bit better now, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to have some hot food inside me. Feels like it's been a while.
So... In return for that, perhaps you can do something for me.
What?
Promise you won't give up on the Elms. Go back and give it another chance.
Well, You can see what'll happen if I do.
Well...
I don't want to end up with another one of these, do I?
No, no, of course not. So, if you like, I could have a word with the staff. Tell them what happened and see if we can put a stop to it.
Oh, I don't know, Shula. It might not be so easy.
Well, I'm willing to try if you are.
Well, maybe... Oh, you got visitors out there?
No, that's only Alistair.
Time I was on my way.
No, Daryl!
Thanks for the food and the jacket. I feel a lot better now.
No, Daryl, wait!
I'll see you around, all right?
There you go.
Whoa, whoa, steady.
Perhaps we should save time and drink it straight from the bottle.
Bad day.
Oh. So I'm sure my problems are nothing compared to yours. So, tell me the latest.
Oh, well, it's a... Well, he's just more of the same, I suppose.
Martin Gibson.
Yeah. I know I should try and rise above it. I shouldn't let it get under my skin. But it's just sometimes I just can't...
Oh, Cathy.
I'm sorry. It all got a bit much this afternoon.
Oh, you poor thing.
I mean... Am I really so bad at my job?
Hey, now, come on.
Or does he really not like me? Is it some kind of a personal vendetta?
You know what it is. I told you.
I do make mistakes. Well, we all do. I know I'm not perfect.
Cathy, it's not you. It's Gibson.
No, our takings are down. My chef's walked out. He wouldn't even stay for another fortnight.
None of that's your fault.
Isn't it? I'm seriously beginning to wonder.
Listen, Cathy. You're a great manager. You've run that club successfully for years. Martin Gibson is a nobody. A sad, pathetic workplace bully. You're a far better person than he is. And don't you ever forget it.
When I came in at tea time, I thought, here we go, I'm going to be up half the night.
Yeah.
But she had other ideas, didn't you, Poppet, hmm?
First time lucky?
No, she's just a clever girl, aren't you, huh?
Well, maybe the background music helped. I mean, if she's into techno dub or whatever it is.
How's it going over in Rickyard?
Oh, I don't know.
The birthday boy?
I have not actually risked going in there. Well, they seem to be having a good time.
By the sound of it.
Anyway, if the car's okay, I shan't bother calling Rob.
What?
It's all right, I'm just kidding.
No, though now you and he are such big mates.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Me and Rob, we're like that, you know.
So, when are you going back up to, what's he calling it now?
Barrow Farm. Signs up on the gate.
Bit pathetic, isn't it? Trying to make that huge agro-industrial complex sound like a cosy family setup.
Yeah. Like I said, there's an open invitation. To both of us.
I'm sorry, but I don't feel quite ready to be best friends just yet. And yeah, it was really good of him to help us out last week.
Yeah, well. Mum called to say something about Oasis.
Oh, right.
She's got some she can lend you and a nice container.
For me roses?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
She thinks you're definitely in with a good chance.
Top prize at the Flower and Produce Show.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to admit, David, they are looking pretty good, though I see it myself.
Hmm.
Oh, Josh!
Yeah. Guess they must have got the door open.
You think you should go and ask them to keep it down a bit?
Well, it's not bothering the cows.
How many mates has he got in there?
I'm not sure. Another carload turned up about half an hour ago.
Carload?
Yeah. Jem, I think, from year 12. He passed his test last month, apparently.
Okay. So, just put your head round the door. Make sure it's all under control.
No. Josh promised he'd look after things. I think we should trust him to keep his word.
There's one invoice here that doesn't seem to be dated.
That's okay. Is that the butcher's?
Well, it's not terribly urgent.
Yeah, it's no problem. I'll check it out.
Thanks, Ian. I'm sure you're far too busy now. Tomorrow will be fine.
You're not normally working this late, are you?
No, well, there was a mix-up with the rotor. Katerina had booked leave with Ray, but he'd forgotten to put it on the calendar, so...
you stepped into the breach?
Well, yes. Did you hear about poor Magda?
No.
Well, she was in the Royal Garden Suite, changing the sheets, and our VIP, Mrs. Shen, was terribly rude to her.
Rude, hi?
Well, that's the thing, I don't know. She wouldn't even tell me. But the poor girl was in floods. Took me half an hour to calm her down.
That sounds like par for the course with our Mrs. Shen.
Oh, she does seem to be the most appalling woman. No manners at all. And you know she's insisting on clean towels twice a day.
What?
Of course, as far as Ray's concerned, nothing's too good for her.
Really?
Oh, yes, it's all water off a duck's back to him. The customer's always right, no matter how monstrous they are. And then he spent most of yesterday lunchtime in the bistro cozying up to her.
Yeah, setting us all a good example.
Oh, well, I assume he thought he was doing his duty as a good host.
It's nice work if he can get it.
I know. And where's Mr. Shen, I wonder?
Good question.
All I can tell you is that her first name is Susie Z.Y. Well, I looked online for her, and if she's a travel journalist, then all I can say is she keeps a very low profile.
And why is she staying so long? I mean, who's paying for her expenses?
Quite. And another thing, beneath all that oriental glamour, I'm sure she's not quite as young as she'd like to pretend.
No.
Well, right, so she can still carry off a Chong Sam, but next time you see her in full daylight, you have a careful look.
Oh, Linda!
Oh,
come on, chop,
Ray.
Chop!
Oh.
Bathroom in number 12's flooded. We
what?
Need a plumber, quick.
Oh, no!
Bum, bum. Oh, I didn't think you'd fall for that one.
Ray, please, don't do that.
Now, Ian, how's this menu for the Mexican night?
Yeah, OK. Well, I'm making progress.
Good. Now, I've had a couple of thoughts I'd like to run by you.
What? No, I'm quite busy.
Ray.
Well, it won't take a minute. I think we need a choice between soft and crispy tacos.
Ray, can I just say something here?
Yes, Linda?
I'm afraid you and I do need to have a serious talk about this Mexican night.
Yes, all right, if you'll let me talk to Ian first. I'll catch up with you later.
It's probably tempting fit, but...
So, all looking quiet out there?
Well, quiet's not exactly the word.
No, I mean, as far as the...
Well, as far as the calves are concerned, yeah. I think it's safe for us to relax for a while.
Mm, great. So, have a splash of this.
Oh, please.
Yep.
Tap.
So, another toast to our birthday boy. Cheers.
Cheers.
And to our absent daughter, too.
Oh, first time she's not been here for Josh's birthday.
Mm.
Still, full marks to her. Not only did she remember, she posted a present to get here on time.
That's quite a feat, yeah.
And it's somebody else's birthday next week. I'll see if she remembers that.
No. Hmm? I'll try not to be too upset if she doesn't. Be nice if she did, but...
Oh, and cheers to your mum too for coming up with that oasis and vase.
You're really going all out for top place, aren't you?
Well, if I'm going to bother, I want to give it my best shot.
Hang on. Wait a minute.
What?
Listen.
What? I can't hear anything.
No, that's just what I mean. Why is it so quiet out there? What's happened to the music?
They must have turned it down.
It's not just down, it's stopped altogether.
Oh.
There's no one out there. There's no sign of life at all.
Are the lights still on?
I think so. And there are two or three cars parked down there.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's all fine. Probably.
Yeah, maybe they're all playing charades or something.
Come on, drink your wine and relax.
Right. So, where were we? Roses.
Mm. I might ask your mum to help me do the arrangement, unless you think that's...
No, look, it's no good. I can't just sit here. They might have blown the trip switch or something. I'll go and have a quick look.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you should...
I'll just stick my head round the door, you know. Back in a minute.
I did try the office again, but you weren't in there.
No. I was just on my way up there now.
Well, if you can spare me a moment, we do need to talk.
Oh, yes, the Mexican night. Mm. You managed to lay your hands on a piñata?
Well, I'm not sure if it's going to be necessary.
Oh? Why's that?
I'm afraid I've had some rather bad news. We've had very few bookings so far, hardly more than a dozen.
Really?
So I'm beginning to wonder if it's all going to be worth it.
Linda?
Perhaps it will be best to bite the bullet and cancel it now, before we get to any more trouble.
Cancel it? No.
Well, at this rate, we'll be lucky to break even, let alone make a profit.
Linda,
Relax. Stay calm. All is going to be well.
How can you possibly say that?
We've had plenty of bookings. What about the group I booked in last...
What group?
The Old Codgers Club, or whatever it's called.
Old Codgers?
Yes, a bunch of retirees. I did some calling round and I got us a nice group booking. 45 of them.
45? But there's nothing about it on the...
Oh, no. Well, perhaps I forgot to put it on the computer.
I see.
So, let's have no more talk of cancellations, eh? Keep up that search for the piñata.
Yes.
Oh, and no need to worry about music either. I've taken care of that.
Music?
Yes. A real scoop, this. I've booked us a genuine Mexican mariachi band. Linda? You all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm... excuse me. I'd better go and answer this.
David?
Yep.
That was quick.
Yep. So, is any of that wine still left?
Plenty.
Great. As it's not my turn to milk tomorrow, I think I'll risk a top-up.
So, are you going to tell me? Well, how was the party? Is everything all right?
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah, we needn't have worried. No disasters, no problem with the trip switch. Like you said, they turned it down.
Come on. What is it you're not telling me?
Nothing.
Come on, that's not fair. I want to know.
All right. The back door was open, wide, so I went into the kitchen. And there were a few kids having a drink. It's all fine. No one was being sick or flat on the floor. And so I went and put my head in the sitting room. And there... there was Josh.
Doing what?
He was on the sofa with this very gorgeous-looking girl having a full-on snog.
David!
Just a little bit awkward, to say the least.
Did he see you?
I don't know. I didn't wait to find out.
Josh... Snogging?
Yeah. Don't worry. That was all it was. That's all it was. But they were really going for it.
But who was she? Do we know her?
Don't know. I didn't get a clear look at her face, you know.
I wish I'd been there.
No,
I take that back. I'm glad I wasn't.
Anyway, we didn't worried about Rickyard. They're not about to trash the place.
No, I never really thought they would.
No, nor me. So, quick glass of wine. And an early night for us.
It sounds good to me. Oh, is that another car?
Ruth.
There's a lot of revving going on out there. Hope they don't block us all in. You think I should go out and...
Ruth, look, relax. Come on, sit down. It'll be fine. Whatever they're up to, I suggest we leave them to it.
And Linda, you just wouldn't believe the amphitheatre. It is simply stupendous.
Yes, so I've heard.
So well preserved, almost as if the Romans had walked out of it yesterday.
Really?
Well, perhaps that's a slight exaggeration. But, well, last weekend, Caroline and I sat there under the stars listening to Gounod with a full orchestra and a wonderful Italian soprano.
Oh, it all sounds very romantic, Oliver.
It certainly was.
And I'm so glad you're having such a relaxing time.
Ah. Well, anyway, enough about us. How are things back at Grey Gables?
Oh, everything's fine. Yes, absolutely fine.
You're quite sure about that?
Yes, of course.
Linda, if there's any problem at all, don't be afraid to tell me.
No, not the slightest problem, Oliver. Everything's running very smoothly indeed.
Good. And how's Ray doing?
Ray? Oh, Ray's been... Well, he's been marvellous.
Good.
Yes, very cheerful and charming and enthusiastic and very good with the guests.
Excellent. So I can tell Caroline not to worry.
Oh, yes, she mustn't worry at all. Just you forget all about Grey Gables and have a wonderful time and enjoy the rest of your holiday.